Are you ready for homeschooling to feel joyful again? Do you long for support as you learn alongside your kids? Welcome to Homeschool Better Together, a podcast about building a homeschool experience that works for your family. I'm Pam Barnhill, and it's time to step out of the overwhelm and into the wonder. Let's do this. Hey there, friend, and welcome to the podcast. If you are listening with a cold drink in one hand and a stack of homeschool catalogs in the other, you might just be in summer planning mode. You've made it through another school year, you've caught your breath, sort of, and now you're looking ahead and you're thinking, how do I make next year feel better than the last? And first of all, yes, I love that for you. But maybe you're also thinking, last year felt kind of off, or we got stuff done, but it wasn't any fun. Oh yeah, I've been there. Or it all started so strong and then it fizzled by October. If that sounds familiar, then I want to gently suggest something. You might be dealing with what I call the ho-hum homeschool. So what is a ho-hum homeschool? Well, it's not exactly burnout and it's not chaotic. It's not you sobbing into a pile of broken pencils, and hey, no shame if that's happened, right? But it's more like a low-grade, meh. You're going through the motions, but something's missing. You're doing school, but it doesn't feel like learning. And you've got that sneaky suspicion that it's not supposed to be this hard to enjoy the good stuff. And you'd be right. A few years ago, I had a homeschool year like that. We had the books, we had the checklist, we had the planners with the color-coded tabs, because you know me, you know that's the kind of stuff I like to do. But our days, they really felt flat. I was nagging way more than I was nurturing. Our lessons got done, but the joy was gone. And when I looked back that summer, I had a moment of clarity. We were doing all the things, but it wasn't leading to the kind of homeschool that I really wanted. So I started asking myself some new questions. I spent time listening to some other moms. And after working with a bunch of homeschoolers, I started to see a pattern. There are three big things that tend to go missing when your homeschool starts to feel like drudgery. And they are probably not what you think. First of all, they're not about curriculum. Solving the problem of the ho-hum homeschool is not just about buying some great, new, shiny curriculum. I often find that that just absolutely does not work. It's also typically not about schedule hacks. Now, you know me, I love a good schedule. I love switching up schedules. I love it when something's not working, being able to pull another schedule out of my pocket and try a different one. Actually, we did a whole podcast episode a few episodes ago about all the different kinds of schedules. I'll link them for you in the show notes. I love me some schedules. But that doesn't always solve the problem. And it's not about necessarily laminating all the things. Actually, lamination probably has very little to do with it. These things are three small, powerful shifts that can change everything from how you start your day to how your kids engage with you and how you feel at the end of the week. And I'm going to be talking about all of them in my workshop, The Case of the Ho-Hum Homeschool. Yes, there will be detective metaphors. No, you do not need a trench coat to come and join us for this workshop. It is going to be so much fun. It is actually one of my very favorite workshops to give. Now, before we get to a little more information about the workshop, I want to give you something today. Maybe a quick gut check to help you figure out if your homeschool might be suffering from the ho-hum. Is it drifting off course a little bit? So here are five signs that your homeschool might be off track, even if you can't quite name why. And the first one is you're doing school, but it doesn't feel like learning. You're checking the boxes. Math, check. Reading, check. But there's no spark. There's no curiosity. Your kids aren't going, hey, mom, what if, right? They're just kind of checking the box of doing the thing, and you're not entirely sure that they're remembering any of it. The second sign that your homeschool might be off track is every day kind of feels like a relay race. You are bouncing around between kids, subjects, everybody's needs, all the interruptions. And by the end of the day, you're just not sure what actually got retained. You just don't know what they're learning. You know, our wonder studies actually help with this so much without you feeling like you're running like a full circus, because there's so many different topics and the kids are just loving learning. Which brings me to number three, if you're always dropping the fun stuff first. You have all these things you need to get done, and you do get the serious subjects done, but the fun stuff is always getting dropped. I mean, you meant to do poetry tea time. You wanted to go outside and sketch that butterfly, but instead you're buried in work trying to catch up, and you're saying, well, maybe we'll get to some of that fun stuff the next week. Number four, you're starting the day with a sigh instead of a smile. I mean, you love your kids. You believe in homeschooling, but lately your homeschool feels like a job that you can't quit and you don't know how to fix. And you're kind of dreading it at the beginning of the day. And hey, there is no shame in that. I have totally been there. Sometimes it just can't be helped. But the question is, how do I turn this around? And then maybe right now, number five, you're planning for next year, but part of you is already tired. I mean, even just thinking about it, you're filling out your schedules, you're filling your cart with curriculum, you're printing out your schedules, but deep down, you're really worried. Is this just going to be more of the same that we had last year? If even one or two of these sound familiar, then this workshop is for you. And it's not because you need to do more, but because you need a good foundation. And these few key shifts that we're going to talk about making during the workshop, there are three, actually. We're going to talk about making three shifts in the workshop. They are going to make your homeschool feel more connected, more joyful, and actually doable for the long haul, which is so important because, as my good friend Sarah McKenzie says, you are in your homeschool longer than anybody else. You are the one who needs to make it enjoyable for you. And that is what we are after. So when we combat the ho-hum homeschool, we are looking for a solution to bringing joy to everybody, especially mom, and also amping up that learning that's going on. So it's good for the kids. It's good for mom. It's good for everyone. So if you're thinking, you know what, one or two of those, yeah, I can see that. I can see me just checking the boxes or bouncing around or just feeling tired even before I get started. I can see that the fun stuff is just getting dropped off, or I don't really want to think all that much about next year, but it's, you know, the middle of July and next year is coming at me. Then come to the workshop. The workshop is going to be Tuesday, August 5th at 3 p.m. Central Time. Join me live for the case of the ho-hum homeschool. Now, don't worry. If you can't join us live, we will have a replay that'll be up for a couple of weeks. So just sign up and we'll send out all the information about either coming and watching us live. You can have fun with us in the chat. This one is so much fun in the chat. Or you can just watch the replay on your own time for a couple of weeks after the event is over. And we'll send all the information to you when you come sign up. We're going to be talking about what's really missing when your homeschool feels flat. We're going to give you the three simple clues that can change everything. And we make this super actionable for you. You'll be able to take notes in your workbook and really walk away with some ideas of what you could do to make things different for next year. We're going to talk about how to design a homeschool day that feels more like the vision you had when you started homeschooling and less like a grind that you're trying to escape. It's free, it's fun. And I promise you're going to leave with clarity and hope and not just another to-do list. Be sure to go to pambarnhill.com/ho-hum We made it all one word to make it easy on you, and you'll be able to get the information and sign up there. Listen, be sure to take a deep breath. You're not behind, and we've got you with this workshop. PamBarnhill.com/ho-hum, all one word, and I'll catch you next time. That's our show for today. Be sure to follow, subscribe, and leave a review so you never miss out on the wonder of homeschooling better together. To stay connected and learn even more about the Homeschooling Better Together resources, and to join our free community, visit hsbtpodcast.com. Until next week, keep stepping out of the overwhelm and into the wonder.